You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jay Powell, day two, Capitol Hill, clarifying what he said yesterday about data and interest rates.
If, and I stress that no decision has been made on this, but if the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
That no decision bit was the clarification after Wall Street took his comments yesterday as this week's sign the economic apocalypse is upon us. And the fact of the matter is there is a lot of new data yet to come, and some that came in today, actually. The latest job openings and labor turnover survey was out this morning. The number of job openings down in January, but still quite high, almost 11 million help wanted ads out there. The number of people who quit fell as well. Layoffs were up. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on the What Does It All Mean desk today.
You never want to put too much weight on any one particular number or data set, like today's JOLTS report.
But it should be evidence that what the Fed is trying to do is working.
Wendy Edelberg at the Brookings Institution says the reason she sounds a little hesitant there is that last month's jobs report was much stronger than she and other economists were expecting. But today's data showing that job openings and quits both fell and layoffs ticked up
was good news, but there's still a lot more to go. Baby steps. It's a baby step in the right direction.
So far, it's only in certain industries that the job market's cooling off. Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter says one that really stands out is construction.
Job openings fell an eye-popping 49% in construction. That's the industry to watch. That's the industry that is most likely to show job losses in response to high interest rates.
There were also fewer openings in accommodation and food services and in finance and insurance. Most layoffs were in professional and business services, which includes tech companies. Layla O'Kane at the labor market analytics company Lightcast says, perhaps unsurprisingly, that's also the industry where quits dropped off the most.
So that kind of means that people are thinking to themselves, hey, maybe this isn't a good time to leave my job. I'm not totally certain that I could find a new one.
But she says in other industries, people are still quitting their jobs and moving on to new ones, a sign that most of them aren't that nervous about the job market. Another indication that they aren't is that unemployment claims are still low. Michelle Evermore at the Century Foundation says that's despite the rise in layoffs.
I think that what we're seeing here is that people are relatively certain that when they lose a job, that they're going to be able to find another replacement job soon enough.
And for the most part, so far, that seems to be the case. There are still nearly two job openings for every available worker. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.